The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Now, you've met Professor Jonathan Horahan on this programme previously, talking about the dangers posed by nut allergies, the reaction that can be fatal in some cases that people have to nuts. But he's involved as a principal investigator at the Infant Centre in UCC in a major international project which could lead to a breakthrough in providing care and attention to those who suffer from nut allergies. Professor Jonathan Horahan, thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Now, tell us, what have you done?
We've managed to enroll children into the biggest trial of peanut immunotherapy around the world. Nearly 500 children were involved in a randomized study where they either got real treatment or dummy treatment with escalating doses of peanut to try and turn their immune reactivity off. And it turns out it is possible to do that. And two-thirds, 67% of children were able to go from not tolerating about a tenth or a twentieth of peanuts to tolerating between two and four peanuts. So their reactivity decreased by a factor of about 20 times. Now, that might be hard to understand, but putting it another way, they moved from being able only reacting to tiny amounts of peanuts to probably being able to tolerate all the accidental exposures that they might have.
Yeah, that's the significance, isn't it? Because it's not like you're suddenly saying that they can eat a packet of peanuts or something like that. The danger is perhaps in a peanut being contaminating other food that they would eat.
Contamination or just being in a food that they didn't inquire carefully enough about, they will be two slightly different things. But the same reassurance applies, is that it's unlikely that they would bump into that amount of peanut without noticing it. But anything less than that could cause a reaction. And there now looks like they would be tolerant of such an exposure. So that's going to revolutionise how they go about their family life, holidays, schools, sports, discos, the GAA club. All this stuff is going to be safer and more accessible for these families who sometimes get excluded from these events of Irish family life because other people don't want to take the risk with the child.
Now, tell us about the medicine or drug that's going to be developed as a result of this.
Well, this is pharmaceutical grade peanut flour, so it's produced from a single producer of peanut flour, peanuts and peanut flour in the United States, and it's purified and made regularly into a very highly defined and reproducible level of peanut. So we know that if somebody from Ireland goes to America and needs to get one of these doses, it would be the same thing. So it's not like we're relying on different varieties of peanut or different ways of treating the peanut. It's highly standardized to the level of any other drug that the FDA would approve. So it's going for FDA approval on the basis that this peanut flour is now a drug. So that's a high level of reassurance for families that what they're getting is what they're told they're getting.
So the drug will come in the form of what? A capsule, is it?
It's a capsule or a powder in a sachet, depends which part of the study that they were in. And it just gets eaten in an ordinary food that the child tolerates well. And so they take that each day, gradually in tiny amounts initially for the first 6 to 20 weeks. And then after 6 months, they were on a standard dose for a full period of 6 months. And then they had another challenge with peanut to see how their reactivity had changed. And at the present time, they need to be on this treatment to keep their desensitization alive and keep their peanut allergy asleep.
So when will this be available for those who are not on the trial to be able to use?
Well, there are ongoing trials now, and the licensing application in the United States will go in the middle of next year, hopefully to be out by this time next year, and the EU and then the Irish licenses will follow thereafter.
So how long do you think could it be before children are able to get this? And then when the drug is available, how much is it likely to cost, or do we know that yet?
I've no information about the cost, but I think it'll be licensed by this time 2020, I think, and it depends if the Irish health services and resources are available to offer it to people in Ireland, because obviously, as people do know, the allergy services are quite highly stretched and hard to get into.
Indeed. And does this mean then that it could be that for all those parents or of children or the children themselves who carry EpiPens as a way to deal with a reaction to peanut, that potentially they may not actually have to do so?
It's potentially that case. All these children who are on this study had to keep their EpiPens with them just in case. But I think it's conceivable down the line that there may be decisions made that some people need to carry them and some people don't. But that's not part of the trial yet. That's going to be part of the management plan once we get this into the ordinary clinical use.
On a personal level for you, as a professor of paediatrics and child health at University College Cork and the principal investigator at the Infant Centre, how exciting is it to be involved in a breakthrough like this?
Oh, it's been fantastic. It's exciting. It's a pleasure to come to work to do this. Meeting these families is just like it's hard to tell you the commitment these families have made. Our investigators are paid. There's been money given to the university. You know, we have the resources to do this. But these people are eating the food that they think is going to kill their child. And the kids have been doing it. The families have been doing it. They've been keeping all the records. They're turning up for all their appointments. They're the heroes of this treatment, not us.
And then hopefully in a couple of years' time, all of the children who suffer from this condition and who their parents worry about all the time about what they eat, there could be effectively an antidote. Is an antidote putting it too strongly?
Yeah, I think antidote would be too strong. I think a preventive treatment is the way we would like to... a protective treatment, I think, is the way to think about this. And we're going to have to work out, do they need to stay on it long-term, short-term? How long can they stay off it? If they miss doses, what happens if they become pregnant? All these things have got to be worked out. But this is a huge first step, and it's hugely significant for allergic families and for paediatrics in general.
It's great news. Congratulations, Professor Jonathan Horan. Thank you for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.